Thank you for the opportunity to invite us to present progress regarding the electrification project. My name is Ompia Pani from the Department of Minerals and Energy. I am accompanied by Martin Masemola, who is the Executive Manager for the electrification program, and assisted by the team from ESCOM. Chair, I won't go into the introduction with your permission. Mine is to just give a very brief overview regarding progress, and then my colleague Martin will go into the detail of the presentation itself. And with your permission, Chair, from time to time, we will ask ESCOM to add and elaborate and so on. As you are aware, we are responsible for the electrification program in respect of its funding within the framework of the Division of Revenue Act, whereby the money is allocated to the department by the National Treasury, and then we allocate to the licensed distributors, being primarily ESCOM in the ESCOM license areas, and then municipalities in the municipal license areas. Without further ado, I'm going to hand over to Martin Chet. Thanks.
Thank you very much, and honorable members. This will basically be the the structure of the presentation. We'll talk to the municipal program CAPEX 2007-8, the 2006-7 for the municipal program. We'll go to the connection, that's the output from the capital expenditure for 7-8 and the municipal program on connections for the 6-7. Then we'll continue to talk to the ESCOM program, the 7-8. Then we'll do the, of course, the household, the schools and clinics program, and then the total, then the way forward, and so on. In the 2007-8, this is the municipal allocation divide per province and the total there at the bottom. The year-to-date actual transfer to municipalities is standing at 94 million rand, and the year-to-date expenditure, which includes municipal top-up funding, is at 63 million rand. You can see that in some of the provinces, there has not been any expenditure to date, and we'll speak to those challenges later. And in the 2006-7 program, this is the first financial year, had an allocation of 391, and the actual transfer was 390, and year-to-date expenditure is standing at 335. So in some of the municipalities in the 2007-8, that they are currently not giving any connections or any expenditure in the 7-8, we are aware that they are still completing some of their projects from the 2006-7. So this is the result. In terms of connections for the 2007-8, from the money that we have seen, they have achieved about 6,000 connections from the 66 that they, all municipalities need, which is about 10% there. And we can see some of the provinces where there was no expenditure on the other slides, that there's no connections here. The 2006-7 program, which is the past financial year, their year-to-date actually 56,000, and the connections are spending at 72%. And we can see that we are having some challenges in the Mpumalanga mainly area, as well as in the Gauteng, because of the housing mainly delivered there. On the ESCOM program, the 2007-8, this is the current financial year. The allocation there currently is 973, and the actual year-to-date expenditure is standing at 313 million, which is just above the 30% of the actual allocation. And the connection year to date, they are standing at 27,000 connections. That is on the current financial year. This is basically the allocation now from that total amount per province, and the gazetted connections are 93,000. Chair, you must be. Just want to illustrate the point here that, although 973 can result in more connections, there is more money that is being spent on building bulk infrastructure, hence has resulted in reduced number of connections, so that we can enable or open up more areas, in rural areas mainly, for electrification. This is the ESCOM expenditure for the 2007-8. The province there, and the total at the bottom. The connection for the 2007-8 the province, and we are experiencing, of course, some of the challenges there. The school and clinics program. Chair, you must be aware at this stage that we are trying to accelerate the schools and clinics program, and we would like to reach universal access in schools by the end of this financial year, and for the clinic by the end of this financial year, and in the next 2 years eradicate the backlog in schools. So we are trying as hard as possible to ensure that we are able to reach that specific target as indicated by the minister. The schools connection there, we have some challenges related to the late start of the program, purely because of the list that we get, because we get some of these unelectrified schools from the Department of Education, and some of the funding, they do electrify some of the schools, so we find that some of the schools we have them as unelectrified, only to find that sometimes on site they are electrified. So it is important to ensure that there is an implementable plan on the table before we go out to electrify the school. So we spend more time mainly in the finalization of some of those lists for the schools. For the 2006-07 program, we are standing at 97% of the actual allocation that was allocated, and it's far right there. You have got the allocation or expenditure percentage per province. For the connection, we in terms of the contracted connection, we are standing at 99%. And we have connections of about 76,000 to date. This is some of the basically, I would say, recommendations that we are looking at them in the current financial year and planning going forward. We in order to ensure that we have got an implementable plan, we are spending more money on the pre-engineering, meaning that we are spending more money to bring all projects at an implementable stage, meaning the designs and so on, we are trying to do them earlier and spend money on them so that by the time the money gets allocated, then we can be able to prepare ourselves for some of those projects. If there's any project that changes during that process, we will ensure that on the ESCOM side, they then communicate with municipalities so that there is no disjuncture between what municipalities have submitted to ESCOM as part of their IDP and what is actually being implemented on the ground, because it has been some challenge before. And of course, ESCOM does not overspend on any amount unless DME has provided an approval for such overexpenditure, especially on if there is a need to do so that we can fast track some of the projects that we would like to do. Maybe if we finish the pre-engineering earlier and we want to start with that project this year instead of the following year, we can be able to do that. We have got regular meetings between the DME and ESCOM to monitor compliance of that. That includes the way ESCOM reports to municipalities, because they are expected in terms of DORA to report to municipalities on the activities of the electrification program. We will, of course, accelerate the electrification of schools and clinics, especially in the current 2007-08, in line with what we have as an allocation. But greater focus of the program in the next 36 months will mainly be on building new bulk infrastructure to open up rural areas for electrification. Thank you, Chair.
All right.
Chair, just to wrap up and to reflect on some of the issues that this committee asked for, was, for example, to give an indication of the collaboration between the various participants within the program, in particular ESCOM, municipalities, and so forth. And I would like to confirm that there is a very close collaboration. I mean, having learned the lessons from the previous programs, we indicated, I think, at the last hearing that there was room for improvement, and I'm happy to announce that we believe that we have got to a point where we work very closely together with the two implementing agents. But as by way of example, there are regular interactions between ourselves and the Department of Provincial and Local Government, particularly at the provincial level, in order to focus on the eradication of informal settlement backlogs in Joburg, in particular. And I'll elaborate on that some more. You might have also heard that the focus this year is to eliminate all clinics backlogs, and we believe that through the grid and the off-grid programs, we will achieve the target. There is another effort to target schools, universal access within the next two financial years. In other words, this year and the next two financial years, all schools should be electrified. Both grid and off-grid technologies will be used in that regard. And then, Chair, it might not have come out very conspicuously or explicitly, but the Department of Minerals and Energy has adopted a strategy to really focus on the construction of bulk infrastructure in certain parts of this country which could never be electrified, you know, before. And the real challenge there is that it becomes difficult for us to show you the progress by way of numbers. It's not a numbers issue as such. This is where you build a 100 million rand substation in Mount Fletcher, for example. So over probably 2 years, there will be very little electrification happening in that part of the country, you know, as you build the substation. And only after that will you be able to can see the step change in the number of connections achieved. And so I think it's important that we're on the same page, we have the same understanding as to why, for example, we're only achieving I think less than half what is the normal achievement through this program. One of the highlights, again, this year, Chair, is that we have not promulgated, but we have issued a new policy that relates to the electrification of informal settlements, because in the urban centers, the realization is that we cannot talk of universal access without addressing informal areas. And by and large, the challenge there is that, you know, the housing programs are out of sync with what we can do. So we're largely driven by what housing can achieve before we can electrify. However, that does not augur well for the way in which communities tend to be impatient about the service delivery. So we have consequently changed the policy to allow us to electrify those informal settlements subject to certain conditions being met. For example, you know, where informal settlements are not on clearly uninhabitable land, you know, dolomite-type settlements and so on, it would be excluded. But we find a way in which we can even electrify without those being proclaimed as such. I think I'd like to leave it there. If there are any questions.
Let's also then welcome the brand new MD distribution from ESCOM, Madam Ayanda Noah and your team. Do you want to confirm any of the stories raised by DME here?
Thanks, Mr. Chairman, and good morning to all of you and the honorable members of this committee. Mr. Chair, perhaps a good starting point is to note that our chief executive could not be here today because of other engagements, so I would like to tender his apology. And maybe just briefly, if you would allow me to introduce my delegation. I think you are familiar with most of them. Isaac Sokoko, Justice Mabungu, Peter Sibula, and I think I need to just note that Peter is the General Manager for the Western Region. Okay, may I ask that you raise your hands, colleagues, thereby? mention the names. Mr. Sokopo, Justice Mabungu, Peter Sibula. I think you must look at Peter very well because he's responsible for the Western region, so people who are based here would like to know him. He's the general manager. Okay, no, that's... I just thought that for the people who are specific... Okay, okay. Maureen Mundia and Luke Walker, I think I've covered all of us. Mr. Chairman, I think in terms of what has been presented here today, I would say that one of the biggest challenges that we have, as you will see in the report, is really around the electrification of schools and clinics. You can see there that we are really, if you look at the target and the current performance, we are quite behind. And as it has been stated, the main reason for that really is the late start, because the identification process took a while. And obviously that does have an impact in terms of mobilizing the resources to get started with the electrification of schools and clinics. I think the other issue, of course, is the distances. You know, if the schools are quite far from the grid, it does take, a lot of effort and time to actually get our network to those areas. The bulk infrastructure has already been referred to, which is something that we're going to be focusing on. However, having said that, that we acknowledge that there is a challenge in terms of where we are today, but we are quite confident that by the end of the financial year, we will have spent the money that is required for us to get to those schools, and we are quite confident that we have the plans in place which will make sure that we do get to those areas. You can see that areas that have a lot of backlog in terms of electrification in general are places such as the Eastern Cape, which falls under the Southern Region in our terms, in Eskom's terms. KwaZulu-Natal, Mpumalanga, Limpopo, those are areas where we have a lot of backlog. But again, you can see that our electrification connections and expenditure is at an acceptable level at this stage, but the biggest challenge is really around the schools and the clinics, which we have to do a lot of work on. I think, Mr. Chair, that is where I would like to pause for a moment.
All right, let me just check. Is this information now up to date? The information that is presented to us. Is it? I mean, look, if it could be as old as a month or two or three, up to date information. Good. I'm raising this because I think it's information then that we need to use engaging with municipalities. One of the problems they raise, before I allow members to ask questions, is the fact that ESCOM has a different list of indigents as opposed to municipal list of indigents. And when we were in the Eastern Cape, we did plead for that to be corrected. I think that's the one thing, and I'm not sure what your comment is going to be about that one. It would be nice just to comment on that one. But then number two, we would want to have again a list now of all the municipalities you've assisted in the last financial year, and even this very the targeted municipalities this financial year. I'll tell you why. The reason why we're asking for that list is that once there's this money appearing before us here now, municipalities have a funny tendency of abusing their borrowing powers. They've got borrowing powers. And so they just rush to the DBSA, for instance, to make loans for electrification, whereas there is this funding from DME, for municipalities to access. So what we want to do is to engage with those municipalities just in terms of the reasons why they're doing that. Because what that does is they compromise some of the programs and projects they might have in terms of service delivery in respect of the equitable share. Now, we did raise this last year with some province which had top sliced about 100 million rand for electricity. Now, looking at this report again, I see they don't seem to be performing very well. So clearly there is something wrong somewhere. If somebody is going to top slice the equitable share, for electricity, and yet they even did not finish their money in 06-07. So clearly, these are some of the matters we want to check with them. Right. There are no questions. Oh, Madam Robinson.
Thank you, Chair. Yes, I do have a couple of questions. It was stated in a general way that there have been no connections in certain areas because you're actually busy with bulk infrastructure. Now, that is an explanation, but I'd just like to know where this is in fact the case, because we see Free State, Gauteng, Limpopo come up with zeros all the time with nothing achieved and no infrastructure. I was also very concerned about the fact that you said you had been given the wrong information for schools, for example, that had been electrified or hadn't. Now, this is clearly an administrative and management problem, and I think we need to find out where this is, in which departments, in which provinces, because we need to rectify the situation. So I would value having a list of the schools where this problem has occurred, where we've been given the wrong information, because this leads to a waste of manpower for yourselves, and then for the schools cannot perform, and therefore the learners are affected. We know that our education is in a dire situation, so we need to look at that.
In fact, what it leads to is finally understanding and service delivery compromise, you're right.
Right. And then the clinics as well, please. I think we need more detail. We need to be able to follow up and make sure where the problems are and why. So if people are not performing, they can be performance managed. Thank you.
Thanks, Mr. McCallipi.
Thanks, Chairperson. Thanks so much also to DME for this information. Indeed, Chair, these figures are very impressive. One wishes that they would also be, to some measure, be comparable to the actual work on the ground. And I'm not saying they are not doing that. Chair, surely one notices a giant leap forward in implementing some of these things, especially on the part of integration. Chair, in the issue of some of the provinces and basically municipalities being so low in implementing the project or being low in the expenditure. Does DME have an idea as to how many of these low spending municipalities are affected by the reversal of allocations? Or rather, my question should start at, is the issue of reversal of allocation still happening within municipalities? And if so, how many of these provinces' expenditures, the lower ones, are affected by the reversal of allocation, the so-called decarbonization? Mr. Apane highlighted the greater measure of participation, which we also do see in some of the municipalities. Uh, Chairperson, we wonder if it could also be not just the letter, but the spirit of this participation. In a way, there should be participation also in the IDPs, the initial planning for municipalities. Are they participating? I heard Mr. Apane to be highlighting only closer cooperation at the provincial level. It's not an issue of shifting the goalpost. As we move forward, we should be moving closer to the local level as municipalities, also in their planning. Are we there already, or we are progressing towards that? Lastly, Chairperson, on the issue of bulk infrastructure, I would imagine that upgrading of some of these systems is also included in the bulk infrastructure. Is it the case or not? Because some of these places, you will see, theory would be saying they have electricity. But the quality of the power supply sometimes needs much to be designed. But as we implement the bulk infrastructure, do we take that into account so that really electricity does improve the way of life of those residents? It is a reliable service. I'll pause here for now, Chair. Thanks.
All right. You may respond. I think that's a handful for now. We'll take another round.
Chef, with your permission, as I indicated, we'll require assistance from the whole team here. Yeah, so if I can just invite them. But I'll start with the last question, Chef, relating to the upgrading of infrastructure. And I think the honourable member is correct that there has been a lot of focus on expanding the infrastructure in the past without regard to the so-called quality of supply. And I can confirm that we have started looking at the strengthening of infrastructure in some of the programs, so where the output is not necessarily a new connection, but it's, you know, the building of sub-transmission infrastructure to reinforce the already existing infrastructure. In fact, as we speak, there is a program with the regulator in terms of which we are seeking to motivate for an allowance, a ring-fenced allowance in the tariff, specifically targeting the rehabilitation of infrastructure countrywide. You might be aware that the electricity tariff does include for the maintenance and rehabilitation of infrastructure, but we're taking it a step further and wanting to ring fence it so that it cannot be used for any other means but to target the issue of rehabilitation. So that was the last question, but there was another one, and I don't want to dominate the chair. The issue about the participation by DME in the IDP protest that they would like, the member, honourable member, would like to see more of that. I would refer to some of the institutional arrangements we've put in place over and above attending the IDP meeting. If my colleague Martin can elaborate, is that in all the provinces we have, let me not say in all of them, because I know in Gauteng is not the case, we're only working on it now, is we have Energy Fora. It's a political institution led by the respective political leadership, and we discuss at that forum all the energy-related issues. In other words, the issues of energy that affect the particular province, in particular electrification-related issues. For example, the program itself, the capital program, free basic electricity, free basic alternative energy, and so on. And it is at that forum where we hopefully will be able to get, you know, a sense of what the feeling is from the client, so to speak, regarding how the electrification program is going. And we learn a lot from that process. But over and above that, there is the legislative process, which is the ITP process, in terms of which we're required to make input. Chair, I would not say there is no room for improvement there, but I think we have learned in the past that it is a very, it eliminates a lot of friction in the future if we participate in the ITP process. And then we help municipalities. I don't know if you want to add to that, as far as how many municipalities we assist in that. But we will provide a list of all the municipalities where we are.
Thank you. Just to add on the energy forum, the energy forum in a province is basically led by the Department of Provincial and Local Government, and in order to ensure integration as well. And what municipalities who participate there are both district and local, and they come with their IDPs, and we present the provincial annual allocation, and then they will then prioritize the projects in line with their IDPs. In some provinces, they go to an extent, for example, in the Free State and Limpopo and Mpumalanga, they go to an extent of having a district energy forum, whereby municipalities would then come and participate there, and we do participate at the district level as well. In terms of the reversal of allocation, what happened is that in a total project life cycle, there are situations where municipalities do indicate that they are not going to spend the money. And if they indicate that they are not going to spend the money and they return the money, we make sure that it is well in advance that we can allocate it to another municipality which is in need of that money during the regazetting period. So it means from the time when a project is expected to start to the time where we expect it to have been fully implemented or at least have started, closer monitoring of progress related to that and risk that will ensure that that project is implemented. We need to monitor that so that by the time when they say, really, we have tried everything and we would like to do only a portion of this project this year and return the funding so that we can get it the following year. It does happen that they do return the money. I can make a specific reference to Abakulusi. They did come back and indicate that the project, they were delayed by housing. However, housing is going to start in January, so they would like their allocation to be referred next financial year. So can we utilize this funding for another municipality? We note that, and then we can then allocate them that funding the following year. But we do work together with them in the total process in order also to assist them both technically as well as program management.
Thank you, Chair. I think if I can just start from the top of the list, I think one question that was raised is the issue of different lists that we have, lists of indigents. I just want to point out here that we actually source or get that information from the municipality. So one reason that I can ascribe that difference from is that perhaps the updated list we don't get. So we might actually be sitting with an older version and having not got the latest version from the municipalities, because they actually supply us with those lists. And then the other one, you had requested that we give you a list of municipalities that were assisted. We actually do have a list here. Isaac can actually also talk more about it, because we actually started this process, I think, last year, you know, to religiously every month send a report to the municipalities telling them what activities that we are busy with in their areas of supply and not only limited to electrification projects, you know, any other projects that are of a capital nature, we actually do report that as well to them. There is a question that I missed, which was talking about specific areas. I think the first question, Madam, that you asked, specific areas with no electricity, I didn't quite get that one. Okay, DME will cover that one. And then the other one was a list of the where we have schools.
No, what it means is that if you are able to give us a list as a committee where you're having these problems that have been talked about.
Okay.
But part of what we must do is also to talk to the Department of Education for instance, and ask them the questions why they are also not providing information. Because what we also know, which was raised by GME last year, was that there was also unreliable information about schools without electricity, and even clinics for that matter. Now, it would be nice to have that kind of list so that we engage with them as well. You see, part of the problem here is that, and I think it's something that we must correct next time, is that when we call you here, we don't call the others, so that they would also point fingers at yourselves. So we've got to have a meeting where all of us are under one roof, so that we deal comprehensively with all the issues that are raised. So it would be nice then to have all of these lists, so that as we are engaging ourselves with them too, let's also say no. But then DME has provided this list. Can you confirm this list? Okay.
Thanks, Chair. I think then I have covered most of the questions that were raised.
Chair, before we exhaust the one with the schools, I think the Honourable Member asked for where the information was wrong, where and which department. I think in fairness, Chair, we must qualify wrong information. I think it's not so much wrong as it is poor quality information. And I'll give an example. A department of housing in a province would give you a list of schools which they want to be electrified. From that perspective, it is a school and it needs electrification. But from our perspective, we cannot put electricity infrastructure where there is no roof. You know, so it qualifies as a school that does not have electricity. Yet, you know, from a quality point of view, you know, there's some more work that needs to be done, and the list goes on. And in some instances, by way of an example, and Martin can give even further examples, is the issue of naming of schools, where there might be a discrepancy in the way in which the list refers to a particular name, and yet from updated information, the school's name might have changed or something. So if you sit in Pretoria or even in the regional offices, it becomes a bit of a challenge as to which schools must be electrified. Because if you recall, it's not just a question of electrifying a school. There is also the life cycle issues. In other words, the province takes over the maintenance throughout the maintenance and the operation. They must pay the electricity charges and so on. So if there are those discrepancies between the schools, the list becomes a bit of a challenge, but we can give you some indication, shall we? We've made a commitment to give you a list of where that type of problem ensues. Also related, I mentioned the issue of the bulk infrastructure. We'll give you a complete list of the bulk infrastructure issues. I'll ask Martin to refer to the issue of top slicing equitable share for you. Okay, and then the list of schools of municipalities assisted, from our point of view, that was the Eskom side.
Just to refer to that information specifically, because it is sometimes a challenge, of course, because what you usually get in you have a list of schools, meaning that it's an educational institution, only to find that when you also arrive on site, it is unelectrifiable. Because it's a mud school, and the conditions are such that you cannot actually electrify it, but you have it as part of the backlogs. For instance, we have got in the Eastern Cape just above 2,200 schools that need to be electrified. So I know that when we go really on site to plan for those 2,200 schools, we will find that there are some which are MAT schools, or it's a small school which the Department of Education, in the next 2 years, they are going to close the school down. So we cannot put because some of them are very far from the network to spend 2-3 million rand if this is a bigger school to electrify. In some, you spend money on it only to find that they are going to close. So there's always that problem in the planning. However, we work very close with them in order to ensure that the list that we get is such that we always use the word hit rate, that when we go out to electrify, at least 80 to 90% of them, we can be able to electrify them. We also have a program whereby we assist municipalities with engineering students that can basically, you know, assist municipalities in the program management and so on. And last year, we took 100 students who were mainly working on the electrification program, as well as in both in our schools and clinics program, and they come very handy in the identification of some of those during the planning stages. And we are intending that some of them will then be integrated as part of the municipal capacity in the implementation of the program. So what we usually do for their actual training, we place them in municipalities, in bigger municipalities where there is infrastructure for training, like your city of Cape Town, Polokwane, Nelson Mandela, in Gauteng as well. We do place them so that we can be able to with the skill, we can be able to deploy them to municipalities which need their capacity during the implementation.
So maybe one of the things you might want to consider is to work together with municipality when they are formulating their budgets. I mean, I'm just raising this because I think it's a bit, there's a problem there, because some of their budgets, for instance, do not contain some of the Division of Revenue Act allocation. If, as a department, you've got allocations for each municipality, you might even advise them to put that in the budget immediately, so that we try to avoid this problem of municipalities going to TBSA and so on. We're not saying they should not go to the TBSA when they need money. Bottom line is that you've got money that you might assist them with. If you're going to allocate, you could always assist them in terms of that aspect in the budget. But secondly, you're also raising an interesting matter. I'm not sure how we're going to deal with this one in the context of discussion, MAT schools and electricity. And of course, the issue you're raising again, that maybe in the next year or two, the department is planning to maybe destroy that kind of school. How do we deal with those things so that at least all of us are clear, for instance, as a society and communities, so that ESCOM and themselves do not become targets for not wanting to electrify those structures, for instance. I think it's a matter that we must raise sharply, just in terms of the consciousness of our own society, and of course the challenges that go with that. Madam Robinson, you seem to be agitated.
Well, sir, I just want to stress again that we really have a problem with the education departments and their record keeping. And I think it's essential that we improve that side of it, so that we get accurate information so that DME and ESCOM can do the work. So we really do need to call the departments in where there have been problems. That's the management task, that we need to see that this is improved. Thank you. Yeah, electricity people like, yes, so I should use it. Thank you so much for the presentation that we have been given. And following what our chairperson has said about the areas that have been assisted
it will indeed be a good thing to have a list of the municipalities that have been assisted. Because apparently one notices that the help is going to bigger municipalities, as they've just been mentioned, Polokwane, Cape Town and all that. I noticed, for instance, when I drive through Ndwedwe at night, that the side that is on the area that is on the side of Ethekwini is having all the lights. But then the other one that is under Ilembe, the Ndwedwe area, is just dark. So it will help us to get a list and be able to address it. People ask why we say that we want to eliminate poverty, to eradicate poverty, when we are actually excluding them. And I think the president, for instance, really got embarrassed with the questions that were asked in Utugana district. Then the connections, when a homestead is being connected, it's so expensive, about 4,000 rand. But then the rates, the charges for electricity, no meters are read, and one finds that there's just a steady money paid monthly. And it's over 1,000 rand, so that could be checked also. How can you pay for electricity when the meters have not been read? This is happening at home under Wambunambi, where the meters are not being read, and we're just paying and paying and paying. So if you'll assist us there and to have the card electricity that will cover, in fact, all the homesteads in the area. Thank you very much, Chairperson. It assists me. That's when I actually evaluate the extent at which the area has been electrified. It helps me. I drive right through the whole province of KZN. Thank you.
Sorry for arriving here and some other meeting. I see that the resources are there, but they are not really fully utilized. The question I want to follow up on is the one the chairperson once made of municipalities who slip through and make an application to DBSA. Are you in a position to detect such situations so that if it happens, what do you do? Thank you.
Thank you. Just a slight follow-up. No, Chair, some of the questions I raised, they emanate from a previous briefing by DME. So some of the municipalities were confronted with the details, say, among others, guys, why are you compromising our manifesto? Why are you not implementing them? So some of them were saying, yeah, we tried to implement this electricity project, but by the time we completed our planning phase, it was almost towards the end of the financial year, and so the funds were reversed. That was some time last year. I just want to know, have we now crossed that bridge? Or are such things still happening? Chairperson, I do appreciate that really DME as a national department per se does go down to the local level. It is clear as they sort of talk to these things. But it's just the thing I want to find. Thanks.
Let me just raise some questions here. For instance, I'm looking at the transfer, page 3.
The original allocation is that amount, and yet to date schedule transfer that amount. Looking at the first thing, for instance, the original allocation is that the year schedule is 4 million. Why is that so? And of course, transferred is that amount, but there is no spending. Well, why is that so? And what are you doing about that? Same applies to Gauteng. Well, why is that so? What really are the underlying problems there? And what are you doing about those problems? You've got the same with Limpopo. This is the province I was talking about earlier. Now, there's no spending again there in Limpopo. I'm worried. Yet, you have only transferred, I suspect, 378,000 rand. Or is it 378 rand? Or 378,000? Now, why is that so? What are you again doing to address that problem? You have a similar problem in Mpumalanga too, yeah. 272,000, Northern Cape 573, Northwest, no spending. And this big province I am, you know, we always have problems of blackout, Northern Cape. But then let's go to page 5, you've got connections there, 0708. The Free State has revised connections of 6,366. And then you've got that year to date zero. Well, the Eastern Cape seems to be doing well, even though you've done 1,671 out of 7,000, which is about 20% really. Again, what are the major problems? And what are we doing about those? And this is why we were also saying the list of these municipalities, so that we're able to then also confront them. Because we are also engaging with municipalities directly now. Gauteng, I think, you've got those revised connection again, there is no actuals, and therefore there's zero. KZN is 29%. I mean, this thing links to what Mr. Mkalibi said. Money is available. What is the problem? Limpopo 00, Mpumalanga 00, Northwest 00, Northern Cape 1.5%, the Western Cape terrible 1.7%. Exactly. What are the problems there, and what are we doing about that? Page 6. There was some underperformance in Gauteng again, 51%. Serious matter of concern here. Yeah? Mpumalanga, huge underperformance, 44%. And again, you see, for us, it's funny for when these provinces and municipalities, and this is what we always say to them, that there is no reason for people to plead poverty when there's so much money in the system, and yet there's no performance. And so why all of these things happen? What are you doing together in the energy fora, for instance? Then you may possibly respond.
Okay. Thank you, Chair. Just before I respond, I just need to show this specific picture here, because then it sort of highlights exactly what is basically happening on an electrification program. What happens here is that the output is basically this connection to the house. Before these connections can be achieved, these lines get built. That is put in place so that we can access that specific household. So basically what happens in this picture, it's indicated there that 15% of the money, more or less, you will spend it basically doing your actual planning until you bring sort of a project to an implementable stage. This can be a very time-consuming exercise, because if you don't do this well, you are not going to be able to spend a chunk of the month. However, what we would have to see as an output is that 5% there, which is actually at the final stages. So now, when you spend that money, you actually have the way the money gets spent is such that, say, 15% of the money, you actually see it there. So now, where does most of the time things get delayed? It's basically here, especially at municipalities most of the time. What happens here is involves a lot of stages. Although we can allocate them the money, we give them provisional allocation by January, sort of by October, so that they know how much they are going to get, and then it gets gazetted. Once it's gazetted, it becomes available, and we write to them letters, and you give them contracts for the projects that they've already given us in October. For example, this year, they are finalizing their next year's plan. What happens is that when they start doing the planning, they will indicate to you that let's say they are working on a situation where houses actually exist. That specific project sometimes get the top-up funding. Even if it doesn't, they say it has to wait until their budget, financial year. So now they are actually going to start with the actual pre-engineering works and so on. So it's just a selection of the project. When the project gets identified, then they say it has to go through council. So that's another 3 months. Before they can appoint a consultant or a contractor to actually start planning, so they lose another 3 months. When they have lost another 3 months, so most of all municipal projects, the actual implementation starts in August, September. Irrespective of what happens, but we know that in order for them to actually start doing that, we actually start that in August, September, October. Like now, as you have seen in some of the provinces, they have started. So in a situation like this specific 2007-8, when you see in a 2007-8, that's basically happening, and then you don't see any connections there, but you have transferred some money, or you don't see any expenditure there. They did request the money. It's just that they have not reported to us what have they done with it. So so you might find that they have requested the money because they have just appointed a consultant. A consultant hasn't claimed, and so on and so on and so on. So their project, actually, their project life cycle, that cycle that we spoke about, it should basically be a 12-month or an 18-month if they have divided, or sorry, 24-month if they divided the project into two. Maybe the 5,000 connections, they say they are going to do 2005 this year, 2005 next.
Is this thing, all of this thing, is not done by ESCOM? Is it also dependent on some outsider? Because I thought it's something that must be done through ESCOM and by ESCOM.
If I may respond, Chair, we're talking in this case about the municipal program only. ESCOM has to go through the same cycle, but they do it differently. Because ESCOM does not have to wait for the budget by July, and so you find that there is a match in the way that they can now, you know, push most of their spending within that budget window, as opposed to always being out of sync with the budget. So if I can just also mention that one of the mistakes we made in the past, I think until two financial years ago, last financial year, was that we allowed a situation where you had rollovers. In other words, where we tolerated a municipality having or running a 2004-5, 5-6, and 7-8 program because of this. Because invariably what happens is that it starts overlapping in the new financial year. They've got old projects that have not been finished, and they're getting more money to do the new ones, so they don't start on the new ones, and so this thing just snowballs, and then ultimately, so what we've done now is we cut off. If you have not reached a certain stage in the particular financial year, then we speak to our colleagues from National Treasury regarding what happens with money, and the money goes back to Treasury, unfortunately, in order to make sure that we try and align. That is one of the things, I mean, in response to the question, what are we doing about it? To try and make sure that, for example, even on the ESCOM side, pre-engineering is very, very critical, because it allows you to have the plans and everything ready, and when the financial year starts, you're able to implement. Unfortunately, with municipalities, we haven't reached that stage yet. And I think Jay, he was focusing mainly on the municipal program. ESCOM can speak about the ESCOM.
Okay. So if you look at for example in the two, these are the 2007-08 project, and I've indicated what could it be the problem, why they are not basically spending it. It's basically a longer time in their planning cycle to be able to realize any actual connection. Now, when you look at this specific one for the 2006-07 program, now, so what is basically happening is that first, they are finalizing their last year's projects, and they are still continuing to do that. And we will have to allow them to do that. But in, you know, what we also do is that we also tell them that now, in our current allocation, will they be able to then finalize that? So now it's already October. Some of them, they will be coming back indicating to us that can they finish they are 6-7, and then we will then allocate them the money in the next financial year. Can we take that money to another municipality? But they will, at the end of the day, finish some of those projects. But from the planning point of view, we assist them. We engage with them on monthly basis to ensure that those plans become implementable. It's just that it is there's something that we are not in control of, which is mainly the procurement side of things. That's where we don't have control as to when do they go to council, which project is going to be approved, and so on. Thank you, Chief.
Wow. You know, this thing needs something called, I'm coming to you, but this needs something called public education. Because, I mean, even the councillors themselves never go back to communities and explain exactly what you are saying, which is very much useful from where I'm sitting. I sit here and pass the Division of Revenue Act and expect that money must be spent come March next year. And therefore, there must be electricity. That's my expectation. And I suspect that's also the expectation of communities. Now, I think there's a whole range of things. I mean, one of the things that you are raising, which is critical, is a council resolution. And councils sit after 3 months. And so clearly, how do we then ensure that decision-making is not delayed, such that all of these things are done? In other words, it would mean councils must be able also to prioritize these kinds of interactions. In other words, you don't have to wait for 3 months when you know that you've got this huge infrastructure that must be put in place just to take a decision on. I think there's a whole range of things that we must discuss with municipalities, with councillors in respect not only of electricity provision, but almost a range of things. Madam.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I think the question that I wanted to come back to was Honourable Member Mamumkulu. Regarding the meters, she raised a concern about the meters. Normally with the electrification project, we actually provide prepaid meters. So we don't actually provide for any meters that have to be read. So the customer then goes and buys a token from, you know, a vendor in a place around there. But obviously then if one Bonambi is a different case, we need to investigate that, and we can assist in terms of converting from the meter that is read to the prepaid meter that is required, that can be facilitated.
There's a small question, Madam.
It's a section that was, it's in between. It's under a mountain, very inconvenient. One area is well covered, and the area on top is covered. But then this street below the mountain is the one that was omitted. So at the moment, we eventually had to put on electricity as a family. That's where the heat lies. Just a family. It's the school and the family. But then the rest is still to be electrified with the prepaid card.
Madam School, there are no other certain programs. There's only one national electrification program. There's no other. Life and death? None. Except then that we shall be waiting for this list, because but a good thing that we must talk more, and maybe we'll identify some municipalities next time when we call. When we call stakeholders, it would be nice, because I think part of the problem really now, and I think the biggest challenge is with the people that are not here in our municipalities. We must talk to municipalities, Department of Education, Department of Health, just to ensure that, because part of what we must try and enforce is this integration, so that everybody talks to everybody. And planning must then be done appropriately. Let's thank you very much for this useful information which we shall be using immediately. Ourselves, this discussion is going to link to a discussion tomorrow that relates to MIG and all such other monies that are given to municipalities. And this is why we are calling you the way we are, so that we see exactly how people are organizing and coordinating this funding in such a manner that it has maximum results. Having then said that, I'm not sure, do we have tea somewhere? Well, lunch is going to be served at 1 o'clock right here. There is a... right here, or in the foyer here. She says it's called finger lunch as long as you don't bite off your fingers. Say finger lunch at 1 o'clock, and at 2 o'clock we will be meeting with the Development Bank of South Africa. We're dealing with their annual report. And thank you very much again for this useful and updated information.